I am Vicky Barcelona. That is Sarah.
Hey.
And welcome to the broadcast. Before we get into today's shenanigans, Sarah, how can people get a hold of us?
We have a Facebook page, The Broad-Cast, Twitter and Instagram at TheBroadcast999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did actually get a couple of messages. Last week we didn't get to share any messages because we had a special
guest
in.
Yeah.
One of the things is funny. It's like, my name's Tim. I'm a big fan of the show. Vicky said at the beginning of the Tech Talk episode that she gets this right away, so I had to respond, so I did. I said, haha, I do, and he said, nice, have fun.
Aww.
I thought that was kind of funny. And we actually got a message from our buddy Moose.
Moose, I haven't heard from you in a minute.
So, you know, things have been going down. Because I think when was the last time we talked to him?
Oh.
Been a while.
Yeah, he was with that chick who was cool if he hooked up with other chicks.
Yes. I think the last time he talked to us was in January.
Oh, wow. Where you been? MIA.
Right. He says, behind on the podcast because I've been going to school to become an... Does not say. It like kind of blocked off. Let's see if I could see it better on my phone.
A...
Anesthesiologist.
That's what I'm going to guess. What are you going to guess? Right. And what?
I think it's just like, I think they got sent out of order. It says, okay, lady, it's been a while since I've emailed you. Behind on the podcast, I've been going to school to become an LPN, so a nurse Moose coming to a hospital near you.
Oh, I was going to guess nurse.
Anyways, I'll try to... these are all out of order. I don't know why. That is so weird. I just realized this.
The email or the text?
Both.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's like, I'm reading them out. Yeah, they're all out of order. Anyways, I'll try to see if I can figure out what's the next one.
We obviously plan ahead. Can you tell?
Yeah, I know. Basically, you know, he was trying to do the polyamory with his ex. Well, she moved somewhere recently.
Oh.
And now it's pretty much the same situation, but one with her friends. And it's becoming a great lifestyle for me now that I realize how high my sex drive is. As far as threesomes go, it's usually my partner who finds someone who's interested in it. And it goes from there. If you have any questions before the cast, you know, I'll answer them. Keep it short. Remember, you guys wanted to know more about it. So if you guys have any questions about polyamory.
Wow. Wait. So his ex. So the one that we were talking about, they broke up.
Yeah, because I think she moved away.
He's in a new relationship and is doing the same with the poly. Okay. Wow.
That's what I understand. And he's going to be a nurse.
Good for you, Moose. You're a busy, busy man with a bunch of different ladies.
I think that's kind of awesome. I did get an email as well from TJ a while back. I did not see this because I thought it was spam.
Oh.
Because he's like, window pane documentary, very cool, which I do freaking love window pane. And I thought he was sending my link that I had made a Beat Migs making of music video. And for some reason, I thought it was that. But he asks, it's like, also, you make picture frames, glue the pictures down and put a protective layer over them, I assume. What products do you use for that? I am trying to get into making things. That sounds great. What other crafty things do you do? Love you, gals. Thanks, TJ. So I basically take comic books, but you can do any kind of picture if you do magazines, or I think it's a little easier if it's not so glossy of a material, but it's still easy. You just get some Mod Podge, I think is the brand, or decouping, whatever. You can find them at craft stores or online and some places like Fred Meyer's and might have them. I haven't seen it at Target. You just put on like a thin layer over the picture frame. I realize if it's not treated, so if it doesn't have already like a protective layer, the wood will soak up a lot of it. And I realize that your pictures will start to kind of bubble a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So I've had a lot of success with stuff that's already like already treated or painted frame. So yeah, definitely if you can do that, I find that makes it easier. Also with the first layer, just put a little bit on the back of the paper, start collaging it out. Save your favorite pieces, the ones that you want to be the main focal point till the end. So just kind of layer. Like, okay, let's do some background images.
And so it doesn't bubble?
Yeah, but just put a very thin layer on there. Otherwise, it will bubble. And if it's painted or treated, it's not going to bubble as much, I've found in my limited experience here. But it's
a lot of
fun.
Hey, I've seen a few of yours. Yeah. They look dope.
There's a few that I've realized. I'm like, God dang it, it bubbled. And it took me a while to figure out. So sometimes if you put a couple layers of Mod Podge, that should help too. Because I don't think the wood.
Can you ever unbubble if it does bubble or no?
It gets hard.
You're kind of screwed.
I haven't figured it out yet. I'm still learning. This is my process. Anywho, we have a short podcast today because we have a lot of stuff going on today.
Oh, wait. What are you doing? Tell everyone.
Well, not happening now. I'm supposed to get a tattoo
today.
What? And my buddy is apparently, who's going to be tattooing me, very sick and just texted me before the podcast.
Oh.
Like literally while the theme song was going on. He's like, would you mind rescheduling? I'm really sick and I don't want to get you sick. Like I'm coughing. And I'm like, I don't really want a guy coughing while he's, you know,
yeah.
opening my skin, basically.
Yeah, especially because it's not like a quick 20-minute thing, you know?
Right.
It's going to be a minute.
Which, I mean, I don't mind now. Like, I'm like, cool, I have the rest of the day off, which is kind of nice. Actually,
yeah.
I'm kind of excited because I can get some stuff done. Like, I have to go to my storage unit to find clothes because it's summertime, and apparently all my summer clothes is in my storage unit because yeah. I live with my parents.
And apparently it's summertime. Who
like,
knew?
It feels like it's supposed to be rainy this weekend. All this week when we got stuff going on, work and all that,
it's sunny.
And this weekend's supposed to rain.
I know. On Monday, I was supposed to go to the gym, and I was like, my boyfriend called me, and I was like, babe, are you cool if we like go to Alki and get happy hour instead, like outside? Like,
run before after, right?
Hell no, we didn't do anything. We got happy hour in the sun. Well, we took a walk, I guess, so that kind of sort of counts. But I was like, it's so nice. Let's just enjoy it for the day.
So next week.
Oh, you guys gonna do it next week
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I texted him. He's like, can we do Tuesday? I'm like, I'm busy on Tuesdays. Wednesday, same time next week. It's supposed to be like at 1 o'clock today, which actually works out because then I'm just gonna go home and eat some foods. I'm really hungry.
So is it next week for sure?
Yes. Oh. Well, I mean, assuming that neither of us are sick or
right.
something happens. But I mean, it's all good. I'm excited. I have like an image in mind. I kind of gave him like, here's the main image. I want this chick. And it's kind of like a bird person. Like she's a human, but she's got like wings and like kind of bird legs. It's like, I don't care if she has wings or not. She's wearing like the skull of a crow.
Oh, wow.
And it has like this negative kind of like space around her that kind of looks like a sun behind her almost.
Oh.
And she's holding a skull, but I kind of want her, instead of a skull, to be holding a microphone. So
oh,
it's like
cool.
a subtle nod to the many years I've been doing this.
In the radio. You'll like, never forget it.
Like even if I quit tomorrow and never do radio again, like this was still a big part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like I spent most of my adult life at this point.
Which you're not doing, by the way. But.
Wait, what?
You're not.
No, I'm not quitting or anything like that. Yeah, don't forget. I'm not quitting.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I've always thought that, like, when people are like, well, what if you changed careers? I'm like, this was a big part of my life.
Yeah,
so why
totally.
Wouldn't I? I wanted to do something for it. And then I found this image I loved. I said, here's an idea. I want these three elements. You do whatever the hell you want with the rest.
Color, black and white?
I'm thinking black and white.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah, I'm very excited. So next week.
Next week it'll get started.
Yes, I'm very excited. But I think, so we'll have, like, conversations behind the microphone, or like behind the scenes, I should say.
Yeah, off air.
Mm-hmm. Or I'll just think of something random and I'll post it. We have a little Facebook board. And I was thinking the other day about a guy I was seeing about a year ago. And he didn't complain. He pointed out that I'm kind of weird at making out.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of, I don't go in, like he would like try to, you know, stick his tongue in my mouth, which was fine.
Oh, 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 oh.
But like, I always just do like a little tongue, like not my whole tongue. I do a little tongue and I use it to tease, just play around with his a little bit. But I never really go past like his teeth too much.
Yeah, you don't get like all up in there.
There.
Just
yeah.
a little bit so he can
like
feel that you're using a tongue.
Yeah,
a
it's just, he's like, you don't like making out, do you? I'm like, no, I do. Like, I think it's fun to play and like bite lips and like kiss like on your like on like your nose and around your cheek, like kind of just kind of get in it with it. But like making out reminds me of like first time I ever made out. I was 12
Ooh.
Or 12 or 13 and it was in the library and it freaked me out because it was just like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because everyone just says you just open your mouth and put your tongue down
yeah,
the throat.
That's and you like... just kind of swirl it around.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, maybe I'm like, is there something wrong with me? I realize like if what I do is does not count as making out, then am I not good at making out? Do I not like making out? I just like
well,
other
does,
kissing.
Did this guy just like want to make out all the time? Or was it like when you guys were just getting like hot and bothered?
Like both. Like when we were just, yeah, because usually hot and bothered, like when we make out, it end up going to hot and bothered. But
yeah.
I made out with guys, like I kind of like just making out sometimes. I mean, it kind of sucks because it's like I want to have sex now, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes you just can't.
You can't, exactly. So like if I've gotten to make out with somebody, it's like it's kind of fun and playing. But like I've made out with a guy where like he kind of sticks his tongue in, but he moves it around a little bit, but he doesn't like swirl it around my entire mouth.
Yeah. It's not like you're choking on it.
No, but I'm like, am I supposed to go on the other side of your mouth? Am I supposed to go in the middle? Am I supposed to try to play with that over there? Like, I don't think I know. And I'm pretty experienced in a lot of things.
No, girl, and I won't be much help either because I don't think I know at all, honestly. And
well, how do you like to kiss?
I don't like tongue. I have been with and have hooked up with guys, and if we're like at the club dancing or something, and that is how you make out with me, just like I can feel your tongue more than I feel your lips. It like it turns like me off.
When your mouth is like wide open, like ah.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I don't know where I should put my tongue. Do you want me to like play like tongue wars with you, or do you want me to just have my tongue chilling, or like but then I'm not doing anything?
Yeah, it's like, do I put it by your cheek? Like,
yeah, and then
like a weird like going around in a circle.
Ugh, yeah,
like musical chairs, just woo.
And then it leaves my whole mouth just wet, and like around my lip, like everything's wet. And then I seriously have to, wipe your spit and tongue off me. Like,
yeah,
to me it does not do anything, but a little bit is okay.
Like I like, yeah, like the
just
little
a very
bit of,
like
playful,
like a little tease.
Yeah,
just a little tease.
So that's how I like it. And so now it's like I'm paranoid that like I am not making out properly. Like, is this not how guys, like, you know, that kind of a thing? Like,
yeah,
like I have a French kiss, I guess.
I've always like thought I'm really like not the greatest kisser. I love just,
pecks and smooches.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like biting of the lip and like licking the top lip a little bit.
And maybe if they sneak the tongue in there every, like just a little bit every now and again. Yeah.
Later, like a tease.
Yeah. But usually, that leads definitely more in, or it should, because I have gotten way more compliments on what else I can do with my mouth more than making out.
Right.
So I don't know.
I found this article from yourtango.com.
Your Tango.
Yes. And like they actually have a video too, so we can probably just share this page later. But like, yeah, see, they're like kind of doing the same thing. Just like the little, like the mouth open and just like the smooches.
It's funny because I auditioned for The Bachelor like a few years ago. Uh-huh. And watching them, and they always watch in and zoom on how people kiss and that. Uh-huh. And I was like, that would be my fear. Yeah, because I would be like, oh no, my tongue's not going in the right direction or the right place. But you see them like mouth open, he slips his tongue and then she slips it back, and it really is like a dance of the tongues. And I'm like,
right, but it's not like middle school where you just like bleh.
I know, but like
there.
Maybe I've been with a good kisser and I know it, but I just don't really like know what to do, so I'm just like dancing around it like that, you know what I mean? But no, I still don't like it, really.
Right. Well, the list kind of tells you on how, like, the process should be to French kiss.
Okay, I'll pretend someone's my hand. Or, Vicky, you want to come over here?
Then I won't be able to read. Sorry.
Oh, damn it.
All right. So
where's Sage when we need her?
I know. She's busy. God dang it. Why does today have to be a busy work day for her?
Right.
Number one is to create a buildup. Rather than going straight to massaging your partner's tongue with yours, it's nice to have a little buildup. So start by tilting your head to the side just a little bit so that your noses are not in the way. And then gently squeeze your partner's upper lip with your lips for a few minutes. So it's just kind of like basically kissing one of the lips. Like kind of.
Oh, okay. A little like.
Just like, oh. Like kind
so
of like.
So delicate.
Or like kind of biting it like a little bit, I guess.
I do agree. Don't go full force.
No.
Right off the bat. No, no.
And then do the same with the lower lip. You can alternate between the upper and lower lip for a few seconds or even a few minutes.
That sounds kind of nice, actually.
All right. And then the next one says use your tongue, but let's see what it says. It says next is to start using your tongue from squeezing his lips between yours. Tilt your head slightly further this side and open your mouth a little more so that you can massage your partner's lips a little bit with your tongue.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh.
And if he seems to like this, then continue to use your tongue more and more. So it's just kind of playing with his lips. It's like, next, try to extend your tongue a little bit more so you can massage his tongue with it. If your partner's enjoying it, he will naturally be inclined to reciprocate and return the favor. Just make sure not to extend your tongue too far, otherwise your partner may feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like playing a little bit, yeah, but just not like, the full tongue. Like maybe not half of it, because your tongue's actually a lot longer than we imagine, but.
Dude, yeah. Well, unless you have a really like little tongue. My friend has a really short tongue. Oh, you have a short tongue too, kind of.
Yeah, it doesn't go to my
boyfriend has such a long tongue, and I didn't know until he just opened his mouth. I don't know, like screamed or something. And I was like scared. I was like, holy.
You don't feel it when he's certain places?
Well, I feel like when you're down there, you don't feel how like long it is.
I mean, he doesn't ever try to put it somewhere.
I mean, yeah, but like he's not like he like put. I don't know. I just didn't know. I wasn't like, oh, that's a really long tongue back there. But I like when he saw he like touched his chin, and I'm like, dang, that's frightening.
Yeah, no, mine goes to about half chin.
Uh-huh.
You're about the same.
Yeah, it's a little tongue.
It's not Gene Simmons' tongue.
Yeah, no,
like freaking spit all over my face.
I know, right?
I'm still, like, sticking my tongue out.
And my palm making out with it.
The next thing, number three, is to ease out of the kiss slowly. When you want to stop French kissing your partner, the easiest thing to do is to pull away from them and stop, but that could be a little abrupt. So you might find it nicer to stop using your tongue and go back to start squeezing his upper and lower lips between yours and before you pull away. So don't forget about these two things. One thing you should never forget about when French kissing someone is your hands. So you can wrap them around your partner and leave them there. There's a ton of other great things you can do with them. I always like going for the hair because I like giving like head scratches while I do it.
I love that. And I do love like right on the face. Yeah.
But it has to be like gentle. Like I made out with a guy once and he like just grabbed my face and like it looked like he was a robot and the only programming he had about like kissing was what he like saw in movies and he was
grab
trying to recreate
face.
That. It's like grab face, tilt head, 90 degrees, go in.
Yeah.
And it was just like mouth open. I'm like, oh God, his eyes are wide open. I'm like, oh God, this is not.
Here we go.
Yeah, that was. I didn't go on a second date with him. but yeah, like just like gently, like, you know, kind of have it on their face. Just like
caress it a little.
Yeah.
For like a first kiss with someone, do you prefer just like a peck or do you prefer a make out?
A smooch.
So like a long.
Kind of. It's like it's not just like a peck on the lips. Like, oh, you know, haha. I think like a.
Kind of like a little open mouth and you close, you know.
It's like a little like halfway parted up mouth.
It's but no like a, tongue yet.
And then if it's like, hey, we're into this, then, you know, we'll see where that goes.
And if it's not, then it's like, okay.
It's just like, cool, thanks. I can just back up.
Let's high five now.
See ya, bro. I'll see you around, buddy. The easiest thing to do with your hands is to rub them up and down his body and don't stop there. You can also run them through his hair. The back of the scalp is one of the most sensitive and erogenous zones on the body. So make sure you use your nails and fingers to scratch it gently.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. But I mean, it makes sense. Like, it feels so good when someone scratches your head.
Yeah, it does.
A sexy and dominant way to French kiss someone is to put a hand on his cheek and change which side you're kissing them on. The final thing that you should never forget is slower is sexier, is far sexier, hotter, and more sensual than fast washing machine French kissing. All up in there, just blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But those are like basically the main points of this article. But like, yeah, I don't. Does that make us weird? Because we don't.
I'm trying to think, like, where do you learn, though? Like, how do you learn? Where do you learn?
Middle school.
Just like on random dudes or like.
I mean,
I used to practice on my pillow and my mirror. I used to kiss my damn self.
Like, my first kiss was, like, just a peck, and I didn't kiss until, like, the next year, make out.
Mine was so weird, my first kiss, because I did it closed mouth. He did it open mouth. So he kind of just ate my lips, and it was very wet for me. And then I was like, I'm, like, in your mouth now. Like,
It's like, yay.
Yeah, no, it was really weird. I don't know.
It's like, I'm looking at other articles. One says, how do people learn to kiss? Is this through experience or watching it on TV and movies? How do people learn how to kiss rather than just peck? Someone's like, get a kiss buddy.
You just practice.
It's like, can you be my kissing buddy? I feel like that is a very middle school thing to do. And I mean, we always talk about communication with, like, you know, having sex and stuff. Like, hey, I want to try this. I don't like this. Or can we do this instead? Like, I feel like kissing, it's one of those things you just assume everyone should know.
Yeah, exactly.
We should know how to do. But I feel like if you have a new partner, I think it'd be like, hey, let's play around. One of the things I remember reading in a magazine when I was in high school was if you go get coffee and your significant other gets, like, a hot coffee, get a cold one. So then when you're drinking and you kiss, it's, like, different temperatures.
Ooh, weird.
Or take an ice cube and play with it back and forth. Not obviously a huge one, like, just a small little guy and just kind of pass it back and forth. So it's nice and cold.
It's just weird because I wonder that too. But I have been like one guy. Well, and then I'm also afraid about teeth. You know, sometimes the teeth, like, you hit teeth.
It feels weird
and it's awkward. And then you're like, ow.
It's like, well,
was that your fault? Was that my fault?
Well, it's also like, were teeth knocking to teeth?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Or even when your tongue touches their teeth.
It's one of those, like, when you're biting into food and it's a different texture. You're like, okay, I don't like that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. When something's like you think is hard and then it's gonna be soft and you're like, oh, like a. I don't know.
It is funny. I remember I was at a friend's house for like dinner, and I was kind of like hanging out with this guy.
Yeah,
and like he goes to the bathroom, oh, I gotta go pee, and he comes back, and then we were kissing a little bit, And I'm like, you totally used the mouthwash in the bathroom, didn't you? I called him out on it. I'm like, all right. And then kiss a little bit more. I go to the bathroom and I use the mouthwash too. I'm like, bitch, two can play at this.
Was he like, you totally use the
And I'm like, hell yeah, minty fresh, man.
See, that's what's so weird too is like, you can, like with the so much tongue action, I don't want to taste what you just had for dinner.
Yeah, and I don't want you to taste what I had for dinner.
Yeah, especially because like, there are foods that I don't like that my boyfriend eats. Like fried chicken or like really meaty, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or fish.
Okay,
I don't want to lick your tongue. Like I wouldn't just do that normally. So why? I don't know why it's a normal thing, actually. Now that we're really talking about it. How did the tongue become? Why did the French do this?
God damn it, French.
How did it become the norm?
Do you want an Australian kiss?
What's an Australian kiss?
It's the same as a French kiss, but down under.
Oh!
Sorry, I had to.
See, I'd much rather take that, actually.
Because you're not tasting
My vagina tasting what you had, but I'm not, so.
Something's tasting like
Hey, no.
I had it. It was too easy. I could not.
Mine is cupcakes, thank you. Vanilla cupcakes is like what I like to say it tastes like. Or just vanilla.
I mean, if it's gonna, I think I'd rather something like
pizza?
Like, no, like something citrusy.
Oh, like pineapple?
Pineapple, or like, I'm thinking like a mojito or like a cocktail. Like something like
margarita.
Tastes like soda water
little
and lime.
Salty,
a little salty. Well, I mean.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, that's what it is. Like, who are we kidding ourselves?
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you ever, like, when you know you're going to, like, go on a date or whatever, like, I've had my lips really chapped, and do you ever, like, oh, crap, I got to
Yeah.
Do a sugar scrub on your lips?
Ouch, that sounds painful.
It's actually not too bad.
No.
So you take, I don't know what the parts are, but you can kind of get the consistency. Sugar, just regular grain sugar. Something citrusy like a lemon or lime. And then some sort of, a little bit of oil, like maybe coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
You mix that together and you just kind of, if you have a toothbrush, you can do it, or you can do it with your finger. Just brush your lips.
Really?
And it buffs it off. It takes the dead skin off.
Oh, and then it makes like, it kind of smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like especially if you were in the shower, I think it's a good time to do it in the shower or right after when your lips are a little softer because of the water.
Yeah.
And just scrub it off and it'll take all your dead skin off. Like, and that's the same sugar scrub is good for like shaving because it takes all your dead skin off when you're shaving
your
legs.
Body or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it feels so good.
Dude. Because that's not good when someone's lips are really, really chapped.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it so crunchy.
Yeah, it's like.
And like gritty.
It hurts. Sometimes it scratches you a little bit.
Yeah. So then I always go to the bathroom and I always like put my lip chapstick on or whatever.
Oh, my. Okay. So this is kind of my thing.
You just lick your lips, hella?
No, it's a little silly. So my new favorite kind of chapstick is like the minty kind, like a peppermint one.
Ooh, yeah, I love that kind.
It feels good, but I make sure before I know I'm going to kiss a guy, I put it on so that way it tingles him when I kiss him. And then when he leaves, like he kind of still has that tingling sensation, like, ooh. Like, so
ooh,
I got to leave an impression
like
on him.
Lips.
Yeah. So I'm like, and every time he smells peppermint, I want him to think of me. Because that's a very common smell.
You could always borrow my chapstick I got from Lovers that's like a sparkly. And it numbs your mouth. So then when he makes out with you, his mouth is kind of tingly, like super
tingly.
Like,
I feel like I was at the dentist.
He's like, why are my lips like this? And it's sparkly. And sparkles get everywhere.
Well, sometimes
so.
I'm trying to be discreet and not make out with guys and like, hey, were you making out with Vicky? How can you tell? It's like, because both your faces are covered in sparkles.
Oh, yeah. I was.
It's like cats out of the bag and then everyone in the room has sparkles on their face.
Because Vicky's a slut. Just kidding.
Well, it's like, well, you and I just make out for funsies, right?
Right.
One of the things I did find in all these lists, one of the most important rules about making out and kissing, especially if you don't know the person, is consent. Make sure you know that they...
My mind was like, you don't need a condom for kissing, do you? Is consent. I feel like, yeah.
Do you use teeth when you kiss? I like to bite the lips a little bit.
Yeah, when I'm biting lips, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't do that. That usually gets done on me way more.
Like somebody will bite your lips?
Yeah, totally. But I do love giving hickeys. So I'll use teeth for that. I love giving hickeys. I think they're so fun and I like to mark my territory and I kind of like to like give them like a little bit of pain. You know,
right.
We're like, and I'm like, yeah, you like it. Shut up. But it's consent.
You make it,
of course.
Yeah, so you make it sound so sexy, Sarah.
And I love giving hickeys on the neck
because my boyfriend's always like, dude, can you just like do it like a little below the shirt line or the chest or like wherever? And I'm like, no, the neck is the most fun spot. I think because everyone can see it.
It's easier.
Yeah, I don't know, because there's like skin.
Yeah.
You can pull skin better,
I guess. Muscle, yeah, because then it's like when you do your the chest or whatever, it's more bone.
Yeah.
But like I do like kind of having a hickey and I kind of like giving hickeys. But at the same time, I'm almost 30 goddamn years old.
Dude, never too old for those
there
hickeys.
Yes, it is called graduating high school.
Oh,
maybe
no.
College.
Oh, no, no, no. I do like getting hickeys like when I have one on my boob or something.
See, for me, I'm just
to wake
clumsy.
Up, people, I think it's sexy.
People think it's a bruise, so it's just like having to explain that. And sometimes there are bruises on my boobs.
Well, yeah, but see, that's the perfect excuse for it. You can't use like the whole, oh, it's my straightening iron on your boob. I was straightening my hair and it slipped. Actually, that's something we would do. So
I have burnt my shoulders and my face. With a curling.
Yeah.
I burnt my face at your house once. I think I was going on a date after we played board games.
Was it your forehead?
It was my, I did my my cheek.
Yeah.
That sucked. That hurt.
Hey, it's a good conversation starter.
Right. I don't remember what date I went on. That just shows how memorable the guy was.
Right. Probably made out bad.
But, yeah, probably. But, I mean, I think kissing's a lot of fun. And, like, I feel like it was one of those things I was talking to somebody recently, how there's a lot of things that we did when we were younger that were super exciting that's very, like, now. And it's kind of a bummer that you're never going to have that same excitement. Like, the first time you, like, made out with somebody or the first time you made out with somebody laying down in a bed, like, that was, even if you didn't have sex.
Oh, you mean, like, because we're old now?
Because we do it all the time. Or, like, we usually just make out to have sex. We never just make out. And so that... Like, I've done that, like, you know, pseudo recently, you know, it was just buddy kind of action where I was just like, hey, we can't do anything, but making out seems kind of fun.
Yeah.
So we just kind of made out and it was just like, oh, my God, like the buildup was so much like I really want to have sex, but we can't have sex.
Such a tease. I kind of think you still have that, like with someone you actually genuinely like, it's still like the, oh, like we're going on a date or like this is our first movie or this is our first kiss or this is our first like seeing each other naked.
Right.
Like, I still think you would have that kind of like.
Maybe it's like, I feel like maybe I've gotten numb to it. So it's like, I'm kind of ready to like, hey, you know what? Let's stop thinking about it this way. Let's kind of take it slow. I'm not saying that you have to take it slow or Vicky's getting, you know, I'm becoming not cool anymore. It's just like, let me change it up. Like, I've been doing it this way for so long, you know, like doing just the sex thing. So it's like, let's, even if we're just friends, let's enjoy it.
That's I like, still think it'd be better, like, and different. You would have different feelings about it if it was someone you legit, like, had
about.
A crush on,
right.
Let's say.
Well, I mean, like, I have
like
crushes on some
butterflies
of my friends. Yeah. And I think that's going
to
be fun.
Wait, do you get butterflies for any of the friends that you have crushes on?
Well, sometimes I get myself to think things.
Think you do?
No, I put myself in that, like, let's pretend mode. So it's not the same. But
yeah.
It's like, ooh, this is kind of fun.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, right off the bat, you're just like, oh, my God, I'm so, like, if they text you, you're like,
right.
You know? See, then I think the first will be.
Like, the first.
But yeah.
Like, I like the idea of having, like, the first time you have sex and the first time you make out, two different occasions. That seems kind of like.
Never happens nowadays.
Right. It's like the buildup is kind of fun. Like, the idea of it is kind of intriguing to me. Maybe I've been watching a lot of weird porn. I don't know.
No, I totally feel you. And I mean, I kind of sort of ish did that because the first time, I mean, we got wasted, don't get wrong. And I tried to have sex with him, but it didn't really work. So then we went on a date and then we just made out and then we went on another date. You know what I mean? So it did have that like
that kind feel, of like progression.
Yeah.
Natural progression.
Yeah. That like 3 or 5 dates I'm awake. But nowadays that seems like an eternity.
Yeah.
An eternity to wait that long when girls are still like, no, I have a 5-date rule.
It feels like an eternity,
and
it doesn't at this, like, the reason why I think we're rushing into it nowadays is because we have constant contact with these people. So sometimes when you go on that first date, like you met him on Tinder or wherever, you've already talked to him a lot. So all the things you would have asked on a regular first date, you've already talked about via texting.
Yeah. So like, what do you talk about?
Exactly. Like, and that's when usually it's like, cool, I feel like I already know you. Let's have sex. That makes sense.
Take a few shots. Let's get naked.
Let's just have fun. I mean, nothing wrong with that either. But I feel like if you're trying to kind of, you know, get a little more out of it, then I don't think it necessarily hurts to wait because it's like a weird toss up because I like the idea of having sex with someone pretty soon.
To get like to see if it's compatible to see.
That, and so you're not just looking at it through rose-colored glasses. Like, this guy's so amazing, blah, blah, blah. Like, I've known girls that would wait, like, a couple of months before they had sex. Yeah. It's like you're building this person up in your head, and then you have sex, and then you like, okay, yay, that's over. Like the next big step is, you know, moving in together and all that stuff, but that's still way down the line. So if you're kind of, you're like, oh, well, maybe this person wasn't so great. I was just really excited, pumped up to have sex for the first time with
them. Well, and then to me, it also like puts sex on such a high pedestal. And for me, like then I would just feel like I'd have a lot of pressure because I've been like having this guy wait for this many amount of dates. Right. And like now it has to be like the most glorious thing ever.
It's just, I like the idea of just getting it done fairly quickly, or at least kind of, but experimenting too, like having fun along the way.
Yeah.
Like, let's make out one day. Let's, you know, fool around. And then when you finally do it, just have fun.
See, that was the good thing about still living at dad's house. Because when I met my boyfriend, he was still living at his parents' house. So he had to like pick me up and then he dropped me off. And I legit was like, doesn't it kind of feel like we're in high school? Like, right. I can't even like invite you over and you can't invite me over. That's a hella funny.
And that's kind of.
He just looks at me and he's like, I hate it. I was like, I think it's funny.
I kind of feel like I am in high school right now because I thought about that. Like, well, how if I wanted to bring a guy over. Like, because sometimes you can't, like, if they have roommates or whatever.
Because you move back to your parents.
Yes. Yeah. Because I'm trying to buy a house.
Trying to save that money.
Trying. Crap's hard, man.
Yeah. Seattle, hello.
Well, Seattle, and then just like, hey, here's a bunch of bills that I did not know were coming my way. So,
oh, God.
Crap, I don't want to be an adult. But, like, it, like, how am I supposed to, like, bring them home, like, at night? Like, sometimes I just like to sleep next to somebody. And
totally.
I can't do that.
We'll see if you go out not in Lake Stevens, you'll have that excuse. Like if they are in Seattle and you're in Seattle, you could just be like, dude, like, let's go to your house. I live at Lake Stevens.
But like if we are in Lake Stevens or if for whatever reason we can't at their house, like what am I supposed to do? I'm not going
to
drop money on a hotel.
Yeah,
or
I was
an
about
Airbnb.
To say, like
that doesn't.
That's I'm the not car.
Gonna, yeah. But like I will actually
do
sleep.
It in the car.
I don't mind that. Like I'm like, I want to like sleep and relax and shower afterwards and have a good time with it. And I thought, I'm like, well, I could sneak them in like how I used to sneak out of my house. Because I never snuck a guy in. And even when I was in my early 20s living with my parents,
yeah,
I never brought a guy home. The only time I would hook up with guys in my parents' house was when they were my boyfriends.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that was
cool
only like, no, they weren't. They didn't know.
Oh.
But that was the only time I felt ballsy enough to do it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like,
my parents, you're worth it.
I'm like, okay, yeah, like, we'll sneak you in. But if it's just some guy I met at the bar, I'm not going to sneak you into my parents' house.
And honestly, well, I was about to say, would a rando really go? And for vagina, yes, he probably would. But you don't want that guy that's going to sneak into your parents' house.
Right.
Like, we're kind of old for that.
Right.
Like, we're kind of, I mean, I did, before my dad met my boyfriend, I, like, totally could have. I mean, I have a whole separate entrance downstairs.
Right.
But I was like, no, I don't want you to. I don't, like. That's disrespecting my parents in a way. Like, I'm
like,
at that age where it's
like
that's weird.
Well, I think back at all the times, like, I had sex and where I had sex in the house when I was a teenager. I was just like, I can't believe I did that. Like, I would not do that now. Like, I wouldn't have sex.
Oh,
and, like,
I'd
there,
still
that.
Have sex everywhere in my house except for my dad's.
Well, like,
bed.
It was like hallway.
Oh,
on
yeah,
the couch,
hallway on the granite.
Futon,
on the, yeah, on the in the kitchen and the laundry room. Oh, I'd still do that.
But it's like, I mean, you know, that kind of thing. It's like,
I would sanitize it afterwards.
Or, like, having sex, like, while they were home or something, trying to sneak
yeah,
a quick
one. Yeah, it's really
like,
awkward.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
So I'd rather, like, I'm like, I just want to, like, make, like, I've thought about that. Like, even if I just want to cuddle with somebody, like, nothing is going to happen. Like, just kind of have a guy chilling. Like, let's watch movies and chill and not necessarily have sex.
Hello, Netflix and chill, Vicky.
Right.
Is code for sex.
My bedroom is right above my parents' room. The thing is, my mom sleeps on the couch because she's got back problems and the couch is more comfortable or something. And the problem with my house is it's old.
It's
so everything creaks.
Yeah.
So I kind of know where all the spots are, but you can kind of hear if there's multiple people upstairs.
Mm.
So I'm like, I could sneak you in through the sliding door of my room upstairs, like on the deck, just kind of sneak you through the back. Or because if you bring two people through the front door, you're going to hear two different steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, my house is
you would small. Never do that, though.
I wish I could, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't think I could. I'm like, hey, Mom, Dad, when are you going out of town?
Yeah, right. When are you going to Mexico or something? Uh-huh. I don't think you would even, if a guy had a place that you couldn't go to, I think you would just kind of wash your hands of him anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he or was just, like, I live with my parents still, you'd be like, okay.
Is it like a Sarah situation where she has the whole downstairs? Do you have
how big is this house of yours?
I remember years ago I had hooked up with this guy. I went to high school with this guy and I knew of him. We knew of each other, but we were never friends. We never talked. I just knew his name.
Yeah.
And I think I added him on Facebook or something and we started talking and we actually got along super well. And we hooked up a couple times. Problem is, like, it sucked because it was like, oh my God, we have great conversation. I really like you and you're really cute. And he was very tiny.
Oh.
It was so tiny where I'm like, nothing you can do can make this okay.
Really?
Like, I just didn't feel.
Could he like.
Oh, he had the time of his life. And I made sure he thought I was having the time of my life because I felt bad for the guy.
Could he like, you good?
I mean, it was fine. Like, it was just like, that's not what I don't purchase the Happy Meal for the blah, blah, blah. I purchase it for the toy. Really?
La, la, la.
I want the freaking toy in the Happy Meal. I want the full deal, man.
Yikes. Are we talking like.
It was just like, it was, might have been this. And like, I'm not exaggerating because I remember the first time. So
like a fun size Tootsie Roll.
Okay. That's maybe like the big, the thick Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
That's not too big though. If you've never had a Tootsie Roll, it's not a big one.
Yeah.
But like, so I do this move where, like, I casually, like, when we're making out with a guy,
okay.
I kind of rub my, like slide my hand up his thigh to find
the goods.
The goods.
The Tootsie Roll.
Right. And sometimes it's kind of leaning to one side or the other, depending on the waistband and what's going on. So I went up one side. I'm like, oh, it must be on the other. I went up the other side. And before I even put my hand on his pants, he whispered under his breath.
This is the whisperer one.
He's just like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, what? And then I'm like, where the hell is it? I'm not finding it. Couldn't find it. It was so, and I
feel
so bad.
Oh my God, please tell me you have a picture.
I don't.
Damn it.
Like, he's now, this is so many years ago. I think I was like in my early 20s. Like, he's married now and everything because I think we're still Facebook friends.
Did you message the wife and say, I'm
no.
So sorry.
I should have. I'm just like, if you married him, I'm like, you must have a very, small situation yourself. So that must work pretty
well.
Yeah,
not like, not a long, like, it's narrow.
Yeah. Just kind of the perfect
canal.
Size.
Yeah, very short canal.
And I'm not saying that mine is like the size of
deep,
size of like Buckingham Palace. But I mean, there is such thing as too small, and there is such thing as too big. But there's a people think that like too small is like 5 inches. No, that is perfect.
Yeah, maybe right. Like 6 inches. Maybe like 5.5. Let's compromise.
Yeah, I like that. So.
I was blessed with like really large in the beginning of my having sex.
Uh-huh.
So I thought the average was like 8.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm like, wait, what? What's happening? Oh, they're slowly getting smaller.
I've gotten my array from very tiny to pretty hefty. But humble brag recently.
This bitch.
Not recently, but within the last, like, few months, made out with a dude and, like, kind of leaned up against what he had going on. And I'm sitting here like, dude, you're packing heat. He's like, nah, it's not that much. I'm like, do you mind?
Did you say that?
I'm like, dude, I'm scared. I am both aroused and terrified.
Do you mind?
And so he's like, well, would you like a little braille action,
ooh,
basically?
Yeah,
and I'm like, all right. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Was it huge?
Yes.
Why didn't you tap that? Were you scared?
A little bit. Yes.
Oh, it was like huge.
Yeah. But like, then, yeah, it didn't work out. But I'm just sitting here like, he's like, it's not that big. And I'm sitting here like, oh, give me a sec. And I kind of like measured with my hands like
this
inches.
Inch, this inch.
And like 1, 2, 3. I'm like, oh my God.
What was it, like 9? 10?
Like, I want to say like 8 or 9.
Yeah, man.
And I'm sitting here like, okay. That's
I'm aroused now.
You are above average, sir. Very much above average. And he, like, either he was playing it off cool or.
He's just like, oh, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, he's like, yeah, no, it's not that big. Or he really didn't know.
Yeah. He just thought like all dudes are like, nah, he must know.
It's like,
he's Google imaged things.
And I'm sitting here like, this is what they've modeled toys after. Seriously.
I could have this for real. Do you know what I kind of miss?
I should hit that up sometime.
What? You should. But speaking of like the braille and just like the rubbing it, I miss dry humping.
Yeah.
Like so much. Like when you're, oh, sorry, I probably wasn't supposed to say
that. I don't know.
But when you're, you're like make you're at that making out stage, and then you know you get on top.
Yes,
but you're in your like jeans and like full on outfit because you're not ready to take that next like step, but you're just like grinding on each other, and you can feel his through the jeans, and you're like rubbing up against it, and you get weirdly turned on, but there's just so much fabric. Sorry, I really,
well,
I really like
it. It feels better for girls.
Yeah, it feels great.
Because of the rubbing.
Yeah.
Guys, maybe not so much. It's probably just a huge tease.
A huge tease. Because you're like, oh my God, I'm so close. And
well,
then
it's
when
like
you get
it's
to
also
that,
like, it, yeah, you're not actually there, and it's like all the fabrics, and if the fabric's hitting you wrong, it's not going to feel good for you, but it might feel good for
us. Good for us. And yeah, and then when you like, okay, then you like take the pants off, and he takes your pants off, but then you still have your panties on, the boxers on, so you're like, still
even more
dry.
Fun. That totally feels like
but you're totally
high school right
like,
there.
Right there, though.
You're
and
like,
the guy's
so
like,
close.
We're so close, but this one little
like
piece of fabric. I really miss that. I'm really, yep. Really
you should
kind
of like try that for like a night.
I did. I brought it back. I told my boyfriend I missed it.
How were the reactions from both parties?
It obviously turned into sex. Real sex, which I kind of like didn't want to do because I was like, this is so fun. Like, let's just tease each other.
Like, you should have like teased yourself and like not done anything for a couple hours and then have sex.
Yeah, I should do it before like we go to work or something.
Just be that dick.
Yeah.
It's like such a douche.
Yeah, it was the jeans, you can't do it with jeans. I like it better with like boxers. And so it's like a little more flowy and smooth. Jeans gets really hot and sweaty nowadays, but. But it was good. But that totally reminds me of the high school times, you know?
Yeah, I remember my first time making out with somebody, like, laying down. It was like, so, oh, my God. We went to the corn maze in October.
Oh, that is romantic.
15. And so we, like, got lost. And we, like, found, like, we just, like, let's get as lost as we can in this maze. And we went to, like, a corner where, like, nobody would come. And we'd be, like, really careful to make sure, like, nobody. And so he laid his, like, hoodie down because it was raining and muddy. And, like, he laid his hoodie down for us because he had a really baggy one. He was a real skinny guy, but he was huge. He had, like, extra, extra large because we were goth kids. And he laid it down, and we laid on it. Like, he laid on it, and I laid on, like, so my knees were all muddy. It was just, like, it was so sweet. And
that's so cute.
Everyone's like, why are you so muddy? He's like, I fell.
Yeah, you did.
All right, so this is turning me on. I got to go. I'm not getting my tattoo until next week.
Might as well hit up that dude. Hit him up. Right? Hit him up. 8 to 9 inches. 8 to 9 inches.
And I mean, this was only what I could kind of measure over clothing. By
yeah.
Way. So I mean, I
could
don't
you
really
imagine
know.
Too when it's like fully like ready
hey,
for action?
I almost want to be like, can I take a picture of this and like frame it?
You can put it in your new house. It'll be perfect. You should like put it in the bathroom. Bathroom or the bedroom.
Or put like a little hat and googly eyes on it, and that way it doesn't seem like, oh, that's interesting. Whoa, I know what that is.
Yeah, like, oh, that look, why is it such a big nose?
She's like, that is up that. Yeah, that's what that is.
Impressive.
It's like, Vicky, of course you would have this in your house.
Every dude would be jealous that came over. But I want that.
It's like, man, what do I have to do? So if you have any recommendations on kissing,
help us learn to make out.
Yeah, like
teach us.
I don't know if we actually learn properly from you, or is this? Are we kind of? Are you in the same boat? Do you not like actual like?
Yeah, guys and tongue? Girls.
Yeah, like what do you like when it comes to making out? We will definitely read your text, your messages on Facebook. Like what's just give us a little insight on that,
please.
And then
make us not feel so weird.
What is something you miss from like? When you were like dating your early dating years,
the butterflies, the notes you pass in class.
Right? Oh, I love notes.
Right?
Like I love little touches like that.
There was like no texting
tapes.
And stuff, you know.
I mean, there was some, but that was like probably my senior year for me.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
If that, because like we didn't have free texting.
Yeah,
so my
right.
Dad would
exactly.
Get mad at me.
Be like 5 cents a text or something.
Right. So, yeah.
Let us know.
All right. Till next time, guys.
Bye.
See ya.